have a word for us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout for Jesus. Come on, come on, Faith Church, shout for Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, he's alive. My God, he's alive. He is so alive, hallelujah. And he's so real this morning. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I've been given the task this morning of edifying the church in the word of God, and I can't do anything except through the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God lead me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Minister Cher, I think what the Lord give me, I mean, is so entwined with what, I mean, Minister Cher is facing and going through at this time. Hallelujah. This morning we're in the book of Exodus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We serve a God who is specialized in the impossible. Hallelujah. We have a God that we serve that is the God of the possibilities. He is the possibility when we have our impossible situation facing us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And in the book of Exodus, in chapter 14, the children of God were faced with an impossible situation. Hallelujah. Exodus 14, verse. Let me read that, okay? Because I'm going to start preaching with our reading. It's familiar. I know everybody here, you're scholars. You know the word of God. Yes? Yes, very well. We know the word of God. We know the famous Israelites. Amen? The children of God this morning. Can we stand for the reading of the word of God, please? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're reading from 10 to 14. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lift up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no grave in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, that situation you are facing today, you shall see them no more. The troubles you are facing today, you shall see them no more. Give glory to God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Just bear with me a little. Amen. Hallelujah. These are the children of Israel that God just delivered from the hands of Pharaoh. That same set of people that God just worked wonders in their sight and in the sight of the Egyptian that God just delivered. Pharaoh took forever before he let the Israelites go. But, hallelujah. But in the end, he must let them go because who has the final say? You got to say, you know the song, right? Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say in everything. So in the end, Pharaoh let the children of God go. Hallelujah. And you know what? That's what happened. When we get one victory, hallelujah, we are going along our merry way. Hallelujah. The enemy throws something else at us. As ministers share, she thinks she's a target because like something's always happening to our body. Hallelujah. But that's the work of the enemy. He always brings things in our way to frustrate us, to forget, hallelujah, what God has just done for us. Hallelujah. The children of God was going on their merry way. Pharaoh just let them go, and they were going, hallelujah, to worship their God. Hallelujah, because God sent such a vicious plague upon the Egyptians that Pharaoh could not take it anymore. So he had to let them go. But as they were going, hallelujah, hallelujah, they encountered an impossible situation. Somebody say impossible situation. They conquer the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They conquer the Red Sea. The Red Sea was before them. Hallelujah. And then they look at their right and they see some tall mountains. How are we going to get over there? And they look to their left and they see more mountains. How are we supposed to get over there? Forgetting what God just delivered them from. They have been so many years in slavery, but God yet he delivered them. So they have this situation, this Red Sea, and they look right and they look left and they look before them. Them, and they can't go anywhere. And when they look back, who was behind them? More trouble. The army of Pharaoh was behind them. And they begin to murmur. And they begin to complain. And they begin to murmur. And they begin to complain. And they cry unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you think God heard them? You think I heard him? You think God heard them when they cry? You think he heard them? He did answer them. But in the murmuring and the complaining, do you think God is going to answer us if we go to him in fear? God doesn't want us to go to him in fear. He wants us to go to him in faith. Faith over fear. Amen? They were afraid of the Egyptian army that God just set them free from. They were afraid. Hallelujah. Because the army of the Egyptian was behind them and they have nowhere to go. They were complaining about, what, are we going to die in the wilderness? So what if you die in the wilderness? What are we going to eat? We were better when we were serving the Egyptians. At least if we die, we have a proper place to be buried. But can you imagine they're worried about where they're going to be buried? Over where they're going to spend the eternity? Hallelujah. How much time have we today? Hallelujah. When we are faced with our impossible situations, we sometimes forget, right? We sometimes forget, hallelujah, what God has just done for us. I just cried to God. I said, God, I need some money. I need to buy some new dresses. And God showed up and he gave me that new dress. He gave me that money and I buy my new dresses. And then another situation show up and I pray to God. God, I wonder if he's going to answer me, and they start murmuring and complaining. God doesn't want us to murmur. He doesn't want us to complain. He wants us to him. What he wants us to do? Trust him. Hallelujah. Because he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. He is the I am of the I am. Hallelujah. He's the way maker and a miracle working God in the name of Jesus. So the people murmur and they complain. But God in his mercy, God in his sovereignty, he is God, and he can do nothing more but the impossible. So he said to Moses, what? put out whatever you have in your hand. We know what happened. And Moses put out a rod and parted the Red Sea. Hallelujah. And the people of God, look how nice this is here. That is the Red Sea, dry and nice. And the waters were rolled back. And the people went through this morning on that dry land. God, make a way in the wilderness this morning. Hallelujah. What else can our God not do this morning? What else he cannot do this morning? They went through on dry land this morning. Hallelujah. So what is going to come your way? Hallelujah. That you cannot trust your God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has redeemed us. He has saved us this morning from so much. Hallelujah. Remember, as a teenager, you're going through, you have so many questions in your mind. What am I going to do? You have your plans. Then it falls through. And you know what? God showed up. I wasn't calling on God, but God showed up. In that instance, this morning I'm encouraging us to trust God. Amen. Trust God in everything that you do. The Israelites, in an instant, they forget the power of their God. Amen. Hallelujah. They forget what he can do. But in your trial and in your testing, trust God. The true Hebrew boys in a fiery furnace, not for 1 minute, not for 1 moment, did they doubt the power of Almighty God. And Jesus himself, the Son of God, step into the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Daniel in the lion's den. Hallelujah. Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. In the lion's den. Hallelujah. David. Hallelujah. Before the uncircumcised Philistine, Goliath. Jesus, the Son of God, showed up. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas in prison, behind the prison bar. They began to sing and they began to shout and they began to praise the Lord. And who showed up? Who showed up? Who showed up for them? How much more is he not going to show up for you and I today? When our back's against the wall, who are we going to trust? Are we going to trust this government? Hallelujah. Are you going to trust your bank account? Are you going to trust your job? Who are you going to trust today? We're going to trust that true and living God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. There's a scripture that I want to read here. It's 2 Corinthians 12, 8 to 10. Paul, hallelujah. When Paul was inflicted with an infirmities, he cried to the Lord and he said, "For this thing I besought the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me." But what? "And the Lord said unto thee," the Lord God Almighty said unto Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore," that is Paul speaking now, "most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Hallelujah. "Therefore, take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake, that when I am weak, then am I strong." Amen. Hallelujah. In your infirmity, Paul said in his infirmity, he will rather glory. Hallelujah. That the power of Christ may be manifested through him. Hallelujah. We may worry, but worry for a moment. Don't forget what God has done for you, what God is doing. Hallelujah. Just remember his promises, because his word is yea and amen. There's nothing in between that. Amen. It is settled, it is written, and it's done. Amen. That's it. When God promises something, hallelujah, he will do it. More we hear all the time. I mean, he's not here today. 10 years pass, 20 years pass, he is still working. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still working. The Israelites were stuck in Egypt for some 400 whatever years. They were stuck in Egypt. Right? But God still show up. God show up. His ways are not our ways. God's ways are past finding out. Our little minds that we have up here that we think cannot comprehend the power and the glory and the riches of Almighty God. Sometimes we think we know it all. The Israelites think they had it done because God set them free. But when they encounter the enemy, hallelujah, hallelujah, they begin to tremble and they begin to shake and they begin to doubt what God can do for them. Today God is telling us, trust me, because I can turn your impossible situations around. Amen. I am Jehovah and I have the last say. The enemy can dance today, he can dance tomorrow, he can run around, but I, Jehovah, have the final say. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a great lesson. It's such a great lesson for us today. No matter what the enemies are pursuing, the Lord is mighty to save. Amen. Hallelujah. What a wonderful truth that is. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That no matter what difficult situations we may be facing, God is our strength and stay, a very present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. And he promised to be with us no matter what trial and temptations may confront us this morning. Amen. Minister Cher, be encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Cher is one of the strongest little women. She might be little, but she's so strong. Sometimes we cry for a little headache. We cry for a little footache. But all I do, I remember Minister Cher, what she is going through. And I say, what is my little headache in comparison to what she is going through? Amen. And she does not hold her praise back. She let it go regardless. You heard her testimony this morning. Amen. So I encourage us, church. I encourage us, faith people, as we, hallelujah, as we go forth, God is calling us to higher and deeper and better. Hallelujah. If you're not a part of that and you want to get a part, we want to get deeper. We want to go higher. You're tired of a little nitty-gritty, but get deeper. Get close to God. The year is still young. Hallelujah. We had 11 months to go. It's still young. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us, hallelujah, be our brother's keeper. Hold each other hand. Carry each other along. Hallelujah. We are all faced with the same kind of temptation. God tell us, there is no temptation taking you or I that is not common to somebody else. But he is right there with us. He is right there with us. Amen. The enemy may delay us. He bring distraction. Hallelujah. To delay us. Hallelujah. But he cannot steal your blessing. He cannot steal the promise of God. Whatever God has declared over your life and my life, the enemy cannot stop it. He may delay it, but he cannot stop it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That was short, right? That was. Pastor Sam is going to come. He's going to continue preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you receive the word of God this morning? Hallelujah. The God of the impossible. Hallelujah. The God of the impossibilities today. Hallelujah. He can deliver you from your impossible situations. Just cast your fear. Cast your fear. Cast your fear. And let your faith arise. Let faith arise. Let faith arise this morning. In the name of Jesus. He is worthy of it all. He is worthy. worthy of it all this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Just trust God this morning, church. I implore you, as we go forth, let us trust God. Don't let the little things bother you too much. Don't be cumbered with the things of the world. Separate yourself unto God. Spend time in his presence, though, so that you can become more and more like him, so that your minds can become transformed, so that your minds can become renewed. Hallelujah. We cannot become entangled with the things of the world and expect, hallelujah, to go higher in God. We got to get ourselves entangled with the word of God, with fellowship, with prayer this morning. Entangled with the brethren in the name of Jesus. God has given us a mandate. God has given Faith Church a mandate this morning. We have a mandate to carry the gospel to the ends of the world, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked. Hallelujah. We have a mandate this morning. And we can, one man cannot do it. One man cannot do it. Hallelujah. We are all part of this body. In the name of Jesus, and God is with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, God bless you.